It is Wednesday, July 15th. We have a major update on the Federal Reserve and the latest on the corporate landscape. Here is what you need to know today. Federal Reserve Chair Kevin Warsh has maintained a cautious, data-dependent stance in recent public remarks. Meanwhile, Governor Christopher Waller has begun advocating for a more hawkish approach to interest rates. This divergence in public messaging has created a fragmented signaling environment for markets. Investors are struggling to determine the actual consensus within the committee. The capital markets are currently in a boom, but it is a narrow one. Money is rotating within equity sectors because bond yields remain uncompetitive. The housing market is also showing structural weakness. This is a result of collapsed household formation growth due to reduced immigration. If the labor force stays stagnant, demand for housing will remain suppressed regardless of the Federal Reserve's rate decisions. On the corporate front, Apple has filed a lawsuit against OpenAI. Apple alleges a campaign of corporate espionage. The company claims OpenAI recruited 400 former Apple employees and coached them to take proprietary hardware prototypes and trade secrets. This lawsuit confirms that the two companies could not settle their dispute privately. The discovery process may provide a look at how OpenAI built its hardware stack, particularly regarding the reported acquisition of Joni Ive's firm. In the sports world, the NBA is investigating the Kawhi Leonard trade for potential salary cap circumvention. The deal is currently in limbo. If the league finds evidence of violations, it could impose significant penalties. This investigation follows the implementation of new, restrictive salary aprons that have pressured teams to find creative accounting solutions. Victor Wembanyama, pronounced Wembanyama, recently signed an extension taking 25% of the cap to maintain team flexibility. Over in Major League Baseball, the league is seeing operational gains. Attendance is up 1%. The automatic ball and strike system is being widely accepted, with a 53% overturn rate on challenges. It is a rare example of a league using technology to fix a broken product rather than just finding new ways to monetize the fan experience. Finally, let's look at the media landscape. A coalition of states is challenging the proposed merger between Paramount and Warner Brothers. This is a significant move because it highlights the dual sovereign nature of American antitrust law. This state-led coalition is arguing that federal approval is not sufficient to clear a deal of this size. If these states manage to block the merger, it changes the playbook for media consolidation. It creates a precedent where local market access is protected at the state level. On the productivity front, new frameworks suggest we have been overcomplicating how we manage our time. Experts are recommending an areas of focus approach. It acts as a high-level navigation system rather than a to-do list. If your daily projects do not map back to a core area, you are just busy, not productive. The advice is to conduct a monthly audit. If you have more than 14 areas, you are likely oversubdividing and creating management overhead that leads to paralysis. Jia Jiang, pronounced J-E-A-J-E-Yang, argues that discipline should not be a slog. He labels the standard eat-your-vegetables approach as hard discipline, which relies on willpower and leads to burnout. Instead, he proposes easy discipline, which treats work as creative expression. The goal is to move away from outcome-based anxiety and toward one-action goals. By focusing on daily repetitions rather than distant targets, you create a momentum loop. Look, it is a nice theory. We are constantly told that if we are not suffering, we are not working hard enough. But if you are building a system that makes you miserable, you are eventually going to quit. That is not a failure of character. It is a failure of design. A few other things worth knowing this morning. Inflation has stayed above the 2% target set by the Federal Reserve for 5 consecutive years. The rate might be cooling, but the cumulative cost of living remains a burden for most households. It is a shitty situation when the data says things are better, but your bank account says otherwise. New York just hit pause on new data centers for 1 year. Developers now have to pay for their own grid upgrades and power sources if they want to build in the state. It is a rare moment where a government agency actually makes the people buying up all the power pay for the mess they create. Finally, we have this obsession with the engineering state model, where every economic problem gets a physical building as a solution. It leads to a bunch of prestige projects that look great on a map, but do nothing for the actual public. It turns out that pouring concrete is not a substitute for a functional economic policy. That is the briefing for today. We will be back tomorrow to see what else has caught fire. Stay sharp.